ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 Bolo Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Gaurahari. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परियोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य सेवियर द होल वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद ट्रांसडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन प्रोग्राम की। शिल प्रभुपाद साइंटिफिक टीचिंग प्रोग्राम की जय। ISKCON Bombay ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana. Text 54. Anda Amisham Pauranam Nirvak Peshakrita Ubhav Akshanvatam Adipatis Thabhyam Yati Karoti Cha. Andha Vamisham Pauranam. Andha Vamisham Pauranam. Nirvak Peshakrita Ubhav. Nirvak Peshakrita Ubhav. Akshanvatam Adipatis. Akshanvatam adhipatis. Thabhyam yati karoti cha. Thabhyam yati karoti cha. Andhavamisham pauranam. Nirvak peshaskritavubho. Akshanvatam adhipatis. Thabhyam yati karoti cha. Andhavamisham pauranam. Nirvak peshaskritavubho. Akshanvatam adipathis. Thabhyam yati karoti cha. Andhavamisham pauranam nirvak peshaskritavubhav akshanvatam adipatis अंधावमीशां पौराणां ताभ्यं याति करोति च महाराज अंधावमीशां पौराणां निर्वाक्पेशस्कृताभुभौ अक्षन्वतामधिपति ताभ्यां याति करोति च अंधावमीशां पौराणां पौराणां निर्वाक्पेशस्कृताभुभौ अक्षन्वतामधिपति ताभ्यां याति करोति च अंधौ ब्लाइंड अमीशां अमंग दोज पौराणां ऑफ द इनहैबिटेंट्स निर्वाक ऑफ द नेम निर्वाक Peshaskritau, of the name Peshaskrit. Ubau, both of them. Akshanvatam, of the people who possessed eyes. Adipatihi, ruler. Thabhyam, with both of them. Yati, used to go. Karoti, used to act. Cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Of the many inhabitants of the city, there are two persons named Nirvak and Peshaskrit. Although King Puranjana was the ruler of citizens who possessed eyes, he unfortunately used to associate with these blind men. Accompanied by them, he used to go here and there and perform various activities. Purport. This is a ref... Oh, please repeat. Of the many inhabitants of the city, there are two persons named Nirvak and Peshaskrit. Although King Puranjana was the ruler of citizens who possessed eyes, he unfortunately used to associate with these blind men. Accompanied by them, he used to go here and there and perform various activities. Purport. This is a reference to the arms and legs of the living entity. The two legs do not speak and they are blind. If a person simply trusts his legs to take him walking, he is likely to fall into a hole or bump into something. Thus led by blind legs, one's life may be placed in jeopardy. Of the senses that are working, the hands and legs are very important, but they have no eyes to see. This means that in the hands and legs there are no holes. In the head there are many holes, two eyes, two nostrils, two ears and one mouth. But lower down in the arms and legs there are no holes. Consequently, the arms and legs have been described as andha, blind. Although the living entity has many holes in his body, he nonetheless has to work with his hands and arms. Although the living entity is the master of many other senses, when he has to go somewhere, do something or touch something, he has to use his blind legs and hands. ओम ज्ञान तिमरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षु उन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशितारिणी श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम वांचकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, this chapter is like, of course, every other chapter in the Bhagavatam, but in some very special ways, a spectacularly brilliant chapter. Narad Rishi is speaking to Barhishit, King Barhishit, who is also known as Prachina Barhishit. So we can understand that this episode took place in a very olden time. And Prachina Barhishit has spent his life thinking that he has executed the purpose of life. But in fact, Srila Narada Muni wants to point out to him, he has wasted his life. And the way he points out is actually a spectacular description of the nature of illusion and reality. Of course, Srila Prabhupada says in the 9th chapter of the 25th verse, what is our chapter we are in, 25th, earlier on in this chapter, that the great sage Narada Muni turned toward another topic, the history of King Puranjana. This is nothing but the history of King Prachina Barhishit told in a different way. In other words, this is an allegorical presentation. Right? And in the next verse, Prabhupada says, every living entity is Puranjana. The word Puram means within the city. Puranjana means, Puranjana. The word Puram means within this body, within this form. And jana means living entity. Thus everyone is Puranjana. So it might appear like Narada Muni is giving a totally fictional account of what is happening. But quite surprisingly, if we go to the next chapter, then after describing a long course of life of Puranjana, how in this life he associates with intelligence, and that means the subtle body, and through the subtle body he associates with his senses and the gross body, and through the gross body he is associating with another intelligence, which is further women that he chases. And after describing all of that, then it turns out that Puranjana takes birth as the king, the daughter of King Vaidarbha. So he is known as Vaidarbhi. and she is married, gets married to Malayadvaja, who is an actually historical character. And his first daughter gets married, the great sage named Agastya married the firstborn daughter of Malayadvaja, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, an avowed devotee of Lord Krishna. So, suddenly, very real characters are coming into the discussion, and Agastya is marrying Malayadvaja's daughter, who begot that with Vaidarbhi, who was Puranjana, who we thought was actually a fictional character to start with. So that is the overall theme of this whole presentation, which is why it is very brilliant and spectacular. Because we have to ask, where does the dream end and where does the reality begin? And this entire story reflects not only Prachina Parikshit's life, but all of our lives, in which sometimes we make a distinction between reality and dream, but in fact, there is no distinction, and they are both insubstantial. Srila Prabhupada said, daydream, night dream, what is the difference? But this is not so easy to understand. It is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam that if we properly try to understand it, by service to the Acharya, then it will actually liberate us. But this process is not mechanical. It is not that, Srila Prabhupada said, reading the books is not just in the air. That one must come to the platform of actually serving the pure devotee, Acharya. And how to serve the pure devotee is a great secret. But when we love him, it is not necessary to know how to serve him in any intellectual fashion. Because we will automatically and helplessly serve him. You see? That is the beauty of the descent of the pure devotee of the Lord, that he is also all attractive. And when we actually serve him, he will liberate us. And then actual devotional service begins. That's the point that Prabhupada makes again and again everywhere. Like if you take teachings of Lord Kapila, in the second or third verse, he describes. Krishna also says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. He says, one who is Brahma Bhuta, liberated, he actually acquires my devotional service, which is param, which is transcendental to liberation. So Srila Prabhupada describes in one morning walk that Brahman realized person can be initiated and he becomes a Kanishta. Kanishta Adhikari is qualified to become when someone is Brahman realized. So this allegory is spectacularly, you see, deep. It is not the case that Narada Muni was telling Prachina Parikshit, allegorical story. Because Prachina Parikshit lived in a previous yuga and he was quite advanced. So the purpose of this story is to not just give a vague allusion to the problems that the living entity goes through, but it is an exact and accurate revelation of what happens. It is literally true. Just like if there is a movie on the screen, there is a story associated with whatever shadows are playing. And that story is an allegorical representation of what is actually happening on the screen in terms of lights and shadows moving. And it's very difficult to figure out what exactly is the relationship between the two. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. If you are thinking in terms of the story, it is very meaningless to talk about what exactly is happening behind it. That actually there is a light and light is falling on a prism. Before the prism, a film is running and there is some projection and the film is running at a different rate and it's producing some impressions. Nobody is interested in that. People have come to watch the movie. They want to enjoy. They want to take it seriously. If you gave a lecture on, suppose there's a blockbuster movie and somebody gave a lecture of how it's happening, nobody is going to pay money. You know, what is the technology behind it? Sometimes okay, once, but it's not going to be a mass success. So, the job of Srimad Bhagavatam is to show that the description of the reality behind the movie is more interesting than the movie itself. That is a great task. It is a task of the preacher. You see? It is not. So, in this whole city right now, it's 9 o'clock or whatever it is, and everybody is busy to get up and run and do work. They are absorbed in their senses. And they are not going to stop and sit and hear how this whole thing is an illusion. And if the whole thing is an illusion, then what is reality and where is the pleasure? And the greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam is that description of the reality behind the movie is itself connected to reality. It is non-different from reality. Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna and therefore it is all attractive. But where is the fortunate person who actually has the taste to hear this? You see? So, we are all fortunate because Srila Prabhupada came and made this description interesting. More interesting so-called real life that young boys and girls were able to give up the so-called real life and enter. You see? Into the mysteries of understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna. So, in this chapter, it really bears very careful reading, and the more we serve, the more we will understand. Service does not mean just doing something in the morning, few minutes, afternoon take rest, evening maybe go to the Gaurarti. That's all right. It's all service. But actually service means you must always do a little bit more than what you can. Just like exercise means, weightlifting means you have to lift something little more than what you can lift. If you took this and every day lifted 100 times. This is not exercise. So you go to the gym, they will say, okay, now you can lift 25 kilos. So let me put 26 and you lift. Then 28, 20. So always increase. It is that kind of service which is always striving to increase itself that can actually purify us and give the right result when we read these things. Because we are otherwise deep inside this illusion. Our mind and intelligence, as we shall see presently, is encompassing us exactly like a glove that goes inside a single hand. If you have a glove in your hand, how will you remove it? No matter what you try. So someone has to come who knows and just easily removes it. You see? So, it is a great process of living a life of meditation. chanting, dancing, doing service all the time. Srila Prabhupada writes, the only anxiety a Vaishnava should have is how to perform his service better. And only when this service saturates our senses, then we will get the mercy of Prabhupada. No other way. This has to be experienced. And when you experience it, the whole Shastra becomes alive. Everything is like a movie itself. There is no questions of any doubts. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata gurau tasyeva hi kavita artha prakashantastu mahatmanaha. For in whom there is great transcendental faith in the Lord, and just as he has the same faith when he has it actually on the Acharya, to him only the purports of the Vedic literatures are automatically revealed in the heart. You see, this is the first step in God realization. And we must realize that somehow or other, by my service, I must get the mercy of the Acharya. And when you get it, then he can actually lift you from the platform of mind and intelligence. So, here Narada Muni is beginning his gambit to Bhargashit. And, I mean, and nowadays, people cannot even understand this allegory. This was told in the Satya Yuga. It is not so easy to understand it. Nowadays people can understand nothing. And why, it will be explained in this. And to them Prabhupada found a way to explain. And if you can see, Prabhupada throughout this is relishing Narada Muni's preaching strategy. And he's a little amused also, you can see. And he also sees that, you know, this is way beyond what can be presented in Kali Yuga. So Prabhupada repeatedly, you know, presented the allegory in his own simple language. So if you go to 25, text 5, the king frankly is telling Narada Muni, "O great soul Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruitive activities. Therefore I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge so that I can get out of this entanglement." See? And he says that people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. He already knows that. And it looks like in Puranjana's story, that's what Narada Muni is saying, that he is wandering. No. The king already knows this very well, that I'm wandering from birth to birth, I'm wasting my life. Narada Muni is scientifically explaining how exactly this wandering is happening. That is the point. He's not just describing that you are wandering, which is well known to the king. And you see, Narada Muni then starts and he says that all the animals you have killed, they are ready to take revenge on you. It's there. You see, even the sacrifices. You have killed them without mercy. Then he says, I'm going to talk about Puranjana. You see, and King Puranjana is of course the living entity, and therefore it is Prachina Bhargashit. And he is searching for a suitable place to live, he is wandering in the material world. And even after traveling for a long time, he could not find a place. You see, in other words, it is not that we can get this material body by our endeavor, alone. Karmana daivanetrena jantur deha upapadyaye. Krishna has to provide the body. Just like if you have money, you can go to a restaurant and eat. But just because you have money, you cannot eat. In the restaurant, somebody should cook. The restaurant is closed and you go there and say, I've got 1,000 rupees, give me a gulab jamun. No. Go away. So the material manifestation is made possible by Krishna's mercy, that is described elsewhere, that even after all the elements are made and assembled and bodies are made, nothing is moving. And all the demigods are entering, one after another. Still it is not animated. Finally Vishnu enters and the world becomes alive. So we will see later how it is Vishnu Maya that the living entity is actually. So he became morose and disappointed. You see? And of course there are so many points inside this. I am just going to skip all that. And he did not find an exact situation that would please him. See? And then he found a city, the material body. And in the city there was a beautiful woman. Who is this woman? That is intelligence. Means subtle body, mind, intelligence and falsehood. She is very attractive because the subtle body is practically like the soul. In the level of mind it has got thinking, willing and feeling. In the level of intelligence it can control. At the level of falsehood it can think me, aham mama, me and mine, like the soul. And like the soul, the subtle body is immortal in the material world, not in the spiritual world. It is immortal. As long as you take various gross bodies, the subtle body exists. And in fact, due to the subtle body, we take gross bodies. Jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki Jai, Shri Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vaishakha ji ki Jai, Shri Shri Chaitanya Lakshmana Hanuman ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. So, the subtle body is immortal in the material world. It will never go. Therefore, in the third canto, it is described that the bhakti yogi, by the performance of bhakti, he is actually dissolving the subtle body. And when the subtle body is there, no more migration to gross bodies. It is because of the subtle body that we are migrating. The soul is not obliged to take another body, gross body. But the subtle body is. Just like these ordinary objects move by the force we apply, the subtle body's force is moving under the impel of karma. So although they say Newton's first law is action and reaction, for every action there is equal and opposite reaction. That's what, third law or something. Anyway, that is not same as karma. For every action there is a reaction, because the Newton's law operates on the gross body, the karma operates on the subtle body. Sometimes I have given the example, if somebody has got his cycle outside his apartment or car and somebody steals, he will run behind it. Hey, why are you stealing my car? But if he is stealing the other next car, which is not his, he will be noticeably very cool. Oh, did you see somebody is stealing the neighbor's car? He won't go. So he's in either case, he's not obliged to run behind it. But this first car is running behind because he thinks it is his. So when the subtle body goes after another gross body, the soul doesn't have to go. But he is bewildered. We are going to see how bewildered he is. Therefore he runs along with it. We'll see that. He describes a spectacular verse in which the pathetic condition of the soul is being described. Completely controlled by subtle body. We'll get to that in a moment. So he finds this intelligence. And this intelligence, the queen, the subtle body, has come looking for a husband. So Prabhupada says that in the purport that this shows that intelligence cannot function without consciousness. You see, intelligence cannot function without consciousness. But the connection between the soul, consciousness and intelligence or subtle body is very, very mysterious. If I forget, remind me to say something about it. So, that is there in 32. And then he woos her. Oh, beautiful woman, you are this and you are that. And after some time, she is also, he is attracted to her and she is attracted to him. So the subtle body lives, needs to grow consciousness, and consciousness also requires a subtle body to act in the world. They are both dependent on each other. But in this, the subtle body subtly takes the role of being the master that is being described. So, he is asking her, where are you from? She says, I do not know. So, although the gross body and subtle body is so wonderfully organized that it can act like a complete person, it is material because it doesn't know its origin. Doesn't know. Just like, you see? Anyway, it cannot know its origin. And Prabhupada wonderfully points out in the purport, that is the cause of ignorance of the living entity. Because as a living entity, he is supposed to know his origin. It's not like matter. If I push this object, it will move. And although it is moving, if you ask that object who pushed you, it is not likely to know. If you push me, I will move and I will know. Sunil, why are you pushing me? It is the constitutional nature of the soul to know his source, but by associating with the subtle body, like the subtle body, he has also forgotten his source. So beautiful. We have to contemplate, how did I get into this position? That is going to be described. That is why this is not simply an allegorical story giving some superficial description. We are going to see later that it's actually real. So we'll get to that in a moment. So, as soon as he started associating with this girl, the subtle body, who herself doesn't know her source, the soul also becomes bereft of his original intelligence and he doesn't know who he is. Now through this subtle body we may imagine, I know something. I'm reading the shastras, I'm understanding, I'm not the body. But it is all nonsense. Complete nonsense. It takes great realization to realize that. To realize that everything I'm talking is nonsense until by the mercy of his divine grace, I'm actually liberated. The first job of the living entity is to become liberated in the material world. Because so that we can do devotional service. Himself. Otherwise he's sleeping. Sometimes people say, oh, we don't need to know all this. I'll chant Hare Krishna and And then I will know everything. I'll go back to Godhead. Yeah. So what? You'll be bereft of intelligence? No. You'll get knowledge? Yes. Then how will this knowledge come? How do you know this is not that knowledge? So we shouldn't be very quick to Prabhupada never said. No. Prabhupada said it. Narada Muni said it. It's all being described. If we just casually read it, by the time we finish the ninth canto, we are expected to be liberated. So that we can study the tenth canto. And how is to be done? Pariprasnena seveya. We must read, we must perform devotional service, and the devotional service must be performed the way I said. Always little more than what you can, otherwise, nothing. Nothing. If you are simply lifting this, you can lift it for 25 years, nothing, you will never get. Shrama eva hi kevalam. So this is coming on, and then it is there in 35th chapter verse. Then the queen is offering, my dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends, and the snake, who always remains, that is the living force, protects this city even during sleeping hours. That much I know, I don't know anything else. In other words, the subtle body, although it appears like very intelligent and conscious and everything, it can feel and think and will, factually, it can only control the gross body. Beyond that, it cannot do anything. And he says, but, One thing I can tell you, me and my gross body are at your service. Kindly enjoy me very nicely. Now that is the first gambit. Now, is this woman real or false? Is it allegory or real? When the subtle body associates with the gross body, of course there is no gross body. Prabhupada writes in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that the so-called gross body is the effect of the senses. The subtle body has got senses, and these senses interact with the elements. And when the elements are interacted, you get the appearance of a gross body. That is not real. It's all there. In the second chapter of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes when talking about universal form, just as the universal form of the Lord is imaginary, the material body of the living entity is also not factual. This is a science, a great science. You should not say, how can this be illusion? That is nonsense. Because there is the element of earth here, and when the sense of touch is interacting with it, the result is hardness, softness, everything. So there is a sensation of hardness that is as illusory as the sense. Of course here everything is real. As illusory as outside you see a green color. It's a science. Bhagavad Sankhya is that. We are supposed to have mastered it by the time we come here. And you can take it for granted that Bhargashita has mastered all that. Therefore he is appearing in the fourth canto and he is being taught this philosophy. Exactly like on a canvas there is ink. And the combination of ink, when you see, you can see an apple or a person. The person is not real. What is real is the ink on paper. Similarly, the distribution of the five elements in space is reality, gross reality. When your senses interact, the senses are not with the body. The senses are with the subtle body, not with the gross body. And when they interact with the elements, you get the appearance of the gross body. There is no point in discussing whether it is real or not. It is simultaneously real and not real. Like I gave before. Yeah. People whenever I give, why is he saying so intellect, so difficult to follow? And everybody else is asses, camels, donkeys, fools. And we are the most intelligent classes. So no. We can't. That's also correct, but we have to go beyond that and make sure that we are ourselves not fools. Because we are being fooled 24/7, we are going to see that. What a vivid description, but to understand that verse, all this is required. And it's 8:42, I'll try to wrap up pretty soon. I'm still on the runway taxiing, so we'll stop there. This is a very great thing, spectacular. So much science is involved in it. So, like I said previously, I gave one example. If you are going in a bus from Bombay to, say, Pune, are you moving or not moving? You are sitting in the bus, you are not moving. I told you, so much so, that when the bus stops after 300 miles, you get out and do like this. Oh, and yeah, somebody asks, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just moving a little bit. I have not moved. What do you mean we have not moved? How did you come from Bombay to Pune if you had not moved? Oh, the bus moved. But you moved with the bus? Yeah, but I didn't move. What is this? How is it possible? Yes. Achinta Beda Beda. Very difficult to understand. Is the soul experiencing reality in the association of the mind? Yes. Is he suffering or enjoying? No. How is it possible? Yes, it's possible. That cannot be intellectually understood. But it is our duty to hear this. Just like Prabhupada explains, I am not the body, I am spirit soul. We are not to say, oh, it is only philosophy. What does it mean? I should go and jump out of the window and think I won't die? Yeah, if you think, if you have realized you are not the body. That's not the purpose. You have to hear it, and when you hear it, then you will be able to perform devotional service more and more using this body without worrying whether I am not the body or not. For that,
దట్ ఈస్ ఏషాం తు అంధగతం పాపం జనానాం పుణ్యకర్మానాం తే దందమోహ వినిర్ముక్త భజంతే మాం దృఢవ్రత. ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు బి ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ మీన్స్ నాన్ స్టాప్. Not from morning 4:30 to 9 and then again tomorrow 4:30. No, all the time, 24 hours. Apratihata, without, how are we going to do that? We have to hear. Sunnatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana. This is all connected to Krishna. We'll see that in a moment. You see. So, we have to hear this and feel, when will I actually realize this by the mercy of the Acharya, so that I can be freed from this great delusion that is cheating me 24/7. 24/7 the mind and intelligence is running and thinking on behalf of you and working on behalf of you and cheating you. Of course, in the beginning we don't need to know all this. We can just chant. Like the other day I went for a walk in the park. There was one young man sitting. I asked him, what's your name? I was chanting. He was sitting there playing with his cell phone, doing things, very important things, for about half hour. Then he got up and he was leaving. He passed me on the opposite side. So I told him, what's your name? He said something. Where do you work? I said, have you come to this temple? He said, sometimes I come. Have you bought a book of Prabhupada? He said, no. And then he made a very peculiar response. He said, please tell me what is in the book. That was very inquisitive. So then I explained to him a little bit. I said that, who are you? I asked him. He said, he was a little bewildered. Then he said, I work with Tata Consultancy Services. If I ask you who are you, you will say I'm working in TCS. If your mother asks you who are you, you'll say I'm your son. If your son asks you who are you, you'll say I'm your father. If your friend asks who are you, I'll say your friend. If your boss asks who are you, I'll say I'm your junior. But if God asks you who are you, what will you say? Can you tell me I'm your lover? Can you say I'm your friend? Can you say I'm your father, mother? If you can say that, then you have understood who you are. So if you want to understand who you are with respect to God, you should read these books. Because all these other concessions of who you are will change. Yes, yes, he said, I'm trying to leave TCS and go to another company. Yeah, see? So it will change. But this relation with, okay. Then he asked me, what should I do? He's a very inquisitive guy. I said, I chant Hare Krishna. He said, how many rounds you chant? He said, 16 rounds. I can't. It will take 2-3 hours, I said. No, I said, I know that. Chant one round. I'm so busy. I said, where are you? How do you go to work? He said, by bus. How long it takes? 20 minutes. Why don't you chant in the bus? He said, I can't concentrate if I chant in the bus. Not necessary, I said. Better you chant not concentrating in the bus than waiting for a chance to chant concentratedly, which will never come. Ena kena prakarena mana krishna univeshe. Start. Over. And he said, I'll come again, take a bird. Over. 2-3 4 minutes, done, disposal. That's all right, we can, but that's not our philosophy, that you can chant without concentration. Yes. Like a drunkard came swaggering into Prabhupada's room in New York and gave a toilet roll and went, and Prabhupada said, just see devotional service. So even if you're drunk, you can do devotional service. That doesn't mean our philosophy is that you can be drunk and do devotional service. No, our philosophy is you cannot be drunk and do devotional. So, it's all, yes, just chant Hare Krishna and go back to God. But that's all right, that's the beginning. We must understand. Otherwise, why is this Bhagavatam there? Prabhupada said, we are not UPS parcel service. You go and distribute books. Parcel service man will give you a parcel. You ask him what is inside, he'll say, I don't know. You open and see. My job is only to deliver it. Parcel service man can say, if we sell a book and somebody says, what is in it? We can't say, I don't know, it's for you to read. No, we should read, we should be able to tell. Anyway, that was a little sidetrack, so let's try it. But something is coming. Then 2539, the queen is so wonderful, she is telling her prospective husband, all this material happiness that I can provide by myself with all my servants, the senses and the body and everything, this material happiness is practically unknown to the transcendentalist. She says, they cannot even imagine this happiness. Yeah, of course, they cannot imagine. For a good reason, because they are not in the business of imagining. They live in reality. And just as they cannot imagine this pleasure, she might have as well added, we cannot imagine that pleasure. Ya nisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sa. What is night for us, it's day for them. What is day for them, it's night for us. So, she is very frankly propositioning. She is not cheating him at all. She says, what's in store for you is this, that you will taste happiness that transcendentalists never know. That means it is useless. She's more or less openly saying. And he is taking it up. And 39 we read, and 44 it comes. So, the entire question is, then Puranjana associates with the mind, through the mind with the body, and he is now enjoying a life, going either uther. Is this real or not? So, that point is extremely difficult to tell. In other words, our life is actually not for devotees, but for non-devotees. Life is a story. Story that is spun by the mind and intelligence. Every living entity in the material world lives alone. He cannot even know the existence of other people. Actually, the philosophers in the West have figured it out. It's called the problem of the other mind. We won't go into that now. They have also figured it out that it is not possible to know anything beyond my experience. I'm alone. So Lord Kapila also says, the living entity lives alone, works alone, dies alone, goes alone to the next world. Everybody in the material world, because they associate with the subtle body, they live alone. Therefore, they cannot even associate with materialist people, what to speak of spiritual people. No association. Their association with the subtle body. It's a very great science. I have to slowly explain everything, but now getting late, so I just want to complete it. And it is the mind that creates the web of external existence. It should be known. It should be known. And this illusion is going on. The living entity is. So Prabhupada says that it is a dream state. But the dream state is not unreal. Because factually it is the energy of Krishna. You see? It's the energy. Just like you take the children play with little kitchen toys. They are not unreal. They are real toys. They are made of the same metal by which the real stove is made. But in this stove you cannot actually cook and eat. So this body is also Krishna's energy. It is not unreal in that sense. But it cannot give you actual pleasure like the real body, which is a spiritual body. I have to go through this many classes one by one systematically, each point. So in 2556, the thing is described, the whole world is a concoction. Thus entangled in different types of mental concoction. It's very difficult to realize it. King Puranjana came completely under the control of material intelligence and was thus cheated because he is depending on this subtle body to control the gross body. So whatever is the subtle body, whatever it desires, that's the way gross body acts and he associates. Now comes a spectacular verse in which the soul is completely passive and is being completely controlled by the subtle body and gross body. These are verses 57 to 61. When the queen drank liquor, King Puranjana also engaged in drinking. So the mind and intelligence says, let me go and see that girl, let me touch her, let me do this. And you also say, I'm thinking, I'm doing. You're not, but that's all. When the queen dined, he used to dine with her. And when she chewed, King Puranjana used to chew along with her. The soul is going with the body. When the queen sang, he also sang. Similarly, when the queen cried, he also cried. And when the queen laughed, he also laughed. When the queen talked loosely, he also talked loosely. And when the queen walked, the king walked behind her. He has to, because it has to go first. See, that's how it has become a master. When the queen would stand still, the king will also stand still. And when the queen would lie down in the bed, he would also follow and lie down with her. When the queen sat, he would also sit. And when the queen heard something, he would follow her to hear the same thing. When the queen saw something, the king would also look at it. When the queen smelled something, the king would follow her to smell the same thing. When the queen touched something, the king would also touch it. When the dear queen was lamenting, the king also lamented. In the same way the queen felt enjoyment, he felt enjoyed. And the queen was satisfied, he also felt satisfied. This is the summary of our life. Well, not the devotees. So, I'm going to, skip, more things, Therefore, how are we to get out of this? Coming to the last point, I'm just going to say. It's an important question or not? If this is such an illusion that I cannot even get out, how am I going to get out? Lots of answers. One answer is given here in 26.7. That the path of liberation opens up when one follows the Vedic path of regulated life. But in Kali Yuga, people cannot even follow this regulated life. Then what is to be done? So we have to realize that how this subtle and gross bodies is actually Krishna. Krishna's energy, therefore Krishna. That is why we are so attracted. Just like when Krishna expanded into cowherd boys and calves, then the cows were more as attached to the calves as Krishna, and the parents were as attached to their children as Krishna. And Balaram said, this is not Goloka life. How is this happening? Everyone is supposed to be attached to Krishna. You can even see here, the family, devotee family comes, mother, father with child, and everybody is running to see Krishna. They forget each other. Father is going to see Krishna, mother is going to see Krishna, child is also running to see Krishna. That is Goloka life that is being created here. So he said, then he realized, so this must be Krishna only. All these gopas and all these caste. Lord Balaram figured it out. And Balaram is the Adi Guru. You see? And Acharya is his representative. So we can also know through them that why am I so much attracted to this? We can realize. Because this is Krishna in his external energy. I cannot give up this attraction because by nature I am attracted to Krishna. But if I can be attracted to Krishna himself, then there is a hope that I can give. So how can I be attracted to Krishna? You associate with Krishna. How can I associate with Krishna? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So it is. It's a very spectacularly brilliant chapter. It is worthy of being spoken for at least 1 year. This chapter non-stop. So many things are there. Anyway, I blabbered something. We'll bring the nonsense to an end. Any questions or comments? Some nonsense. Any questions or comments? We'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi.